说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese.
Coming to you from Shanghai, China, this is Chinese Pod. This is a newbie lesson. I'm John.
Hi, my name's Dilu.
And in today's lesson, we have a very important question, right?
The important question is, where do you live?
And how do we say that in Chinese?
你住在哪里?你住在哪里?
Okay, we're going to go into more detail in a little bit. But the answer to this question is kind of on a large scale. We're talking about cities.
Right. And in what kind of situation we ask questions like that?
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird if you're in Shanghai and you ask another person, where do you live? And they're going to be like, Shanghai? They're not going to say that, right?
Uh-huh.
So in this case, the dialogue takes place on a train.
Ah, that makes sense, though.
A long-distance train is a great place to talk to people, and the answer of a city makes a lot of sense. You might also do this if you're talking to someone on Skype or something.
It's possible.
Okay, so I think we're ready for the dialogue three times.
你住在哪里？
上海。你呢？
我住在苏州。
哦，苏州不错。
Second time。你住在哪里？
上海。你呢？
我住在苏州。
哦。苏州不错。
Third time。你住在哪里？
上海。你呢？
我住在苏州。
哦，苏州不错。
Next is the translation。
你住在哪里？
Where do you live?
你住在哪里?
Where do you live?
你住在哪里? 上海。你呢?
Shanghai. How about you?
上海。你呢?
Shanghai. And you?
上海。你呢? 我住在苏州。
I live in 苏州。
我住在苏州。
I live in 苏州。
我住在苏州。哦，苏州不错。
Oh, 苏州 is quite nice.
哦，苏州不错。
Oh, 苏州 is pretty good.
哦，苏州不错。
All right, so two places. One is Shanghai and one is 苏州。
Let's break the question down.
All right, yeah, let's look at that important question.
你住在哪里?你住在哪里?
Okay, so the first word is
你,你 It means you.
Third tone, right? N-I, third tone?
Yes.
你, all right, and the next word is?
It is the verb 住, 住, Z-H-U, fourth tone.
Okay, 住, Z-H-U. That means to live. Now, the next word is?
在, 在, fourth tone, Z-A-I.
Okay, and this usually precedes a place. So in Chinese, you kind of say, live in where, or live at where. You can think of it that way. But the word for where is what's next?
哪里,哪里.
Okay, so that's third tone, neutral tone, right?
Exactly.
So you live at where?
你住在哪里?你住在哪里?
All right, and the answer is a city. It is...
上海,上海。
上海。Okay, so the tones on that are...
Fourth and third. 上海,上海。
Yeah, so you got to get used to putting the tones on this word. And also notice it's not... Shanghai, it's Shanghai in Chinese, right?
Sounds slightly different.
Right. Okay, so Shanghai is the answer, and then the question gets turned around on the other person with this next phrase.
你呢?你呢? Third tone and neutral.
So 你 is the word for you that we just learned, right?
Yes. And this particle 呢 means how about. 你呢 How about you?
Okay, 你呢 Very useful. It's a very lazy way to ask a question when someone asks you a question, right?
Good to know.
All right, so then the answer is...
我住在苏州。我住在苏州。
Okay, so this word that we start the sentence with is...
我。我 W-O, third tone.
Okay, 我 means I, right?
Yes. And the rest of the pattern matches with our question.
Right, okay. So in Chinese, question and the answer follow the same sentence order. So I live at Suzhou. I live in Suzhou is...
我住在苏州。我住在苏州。
So 住在, those are two fourth tones.
Exactly.
And 苏州?
Two first tones. 苏州, 苏州.
So S-U-Z-H-O-U.
You're right. It's another city in China.
Is this a famous city?
Famous. Well, it's not that famous, but if you're Chinese, you know that place.
So this city in the past has gone by other names. I've seen maps in the States that write Suzhou.
Nah.
Have you seen that?
Well, it's definitely not right.
Well, it's a previous way of romanizing Chinese. It's no longer used. So nowadays we call it...
苏州, 苏州.
Okay, and then the person asking is familiar with the city, right? So they respond...
哦, 苏州不错。哦, 苏州不错。
Okay, so this 哦 is just like in English. It's like, oh, I know 苏州, right?
Yes.
And then what do they say about Suzhou?
不错,不错。
So Suzhou is quite nice. Suzhou is quite good, pretty good.
The tones are second and fourth. 不错,不错。
Okay, so this little phrase is very versatile. It can mean quite nice, like you're talking about a city. It can mean that a person is a pretty good person, right?
Or maybe some food tastes good.
Food tastes good, like an apartment is nice, you know, anything.
Yes, 不错。不错。
So that's B-U-C-U-O, right?
You're right.
So C-U-O is pronounced 错. So you got to get used to how the C is pronounced in Chinese pinyin.
不错,不错。
All right, let's listen to this dialogue three more times.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Dialogue first time.
你住在哪里？
上海。你呢？
我住在苏州。
哦，苏州不错。
Second time.
你住在哪里？
上海。你呢？
我住在苏州。
哦，苏州不错。
Third time。
你住在哪里？
上海。你呢？
我住在苏州。
哦，苏州不错。
So, Dilu, I wanted to share with you some of my experiences talking about places in China.
Yes.
So, in the past, I lived in a city called Hangzhou.
Hangzhou is quite famous. Use air quotation. Famous.
Famous in China, right?
Yes.
Similar to Suzhou, I think, right?
Yeah, there are two big cities near Shanghai.
Yeah, not nearly as big as Shanghai, but still pretty big. And also very famous for tourism within China, right?
You're right.
So... In the past, when I would travel and I would meet people, and they would ask me this question.
You mean, 你住在哪里?你住在哪里?
Exactly. Then I would tell them, 我住在杭州. And then they would tell me, oh, 杭州不错. And so I would ask them, oh, you've been to Hangzhou? And they'd say, no, I haven't. So then I'd say, well, then how do you know it's 不错? Because it's famous, right?
Oh, now I understand why you use that word famous so many times here. Well, it is true, like a lot of people, they don't know things themselves. They just heard people talking about.
And they'll still tell you, oh, 不错. They get like really excited, but they've never been there.
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. As an American, I think it's kind of fun. I just wasn't expecting it the first time it happened.
Or then what would you say if like you've never been to that city?
Well, in English, I think we'd normally say, oh, I hear that's a nice city. But we wouldn't just be like, oh, it's a great city. I've never been there.
Now, how about like you heard someone's from New York? New York is very famous.
Yeah, I'd say like, oh, I've always wanted to go to New York, you know? Or I actually have been to New York, so then I would say, oh yeah, New York's really cool.
Okay, you know? That makes sense, I guess.
So anyway, Chinese people like to travel around China, and oftentimes they have opinions about these places, whether or not they've been there, but it's always a nice conversation piece.
And this word 不错 is very useful. Just use that word for anything.
Right, and remember, to get the conversation started, when you're on a train or you're on Skype, you want to ask the person,
你住在哪里?
So if you guys have questions for us, please come to ChinesePod.com and we'll help you out.
Yes, we will be there for you. ChinesePod,不错.
All right, see you guys. 再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.ChinesePod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0877.
So just go to www.ChinesePod.com/0877 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.ChinesePod.com/0877.